never increasing word training center under the apostolic direction of Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. I'm so glad to be connected to such a man as Apostle Thompson, because you have no idea of what God is doing in my life and in my ministry and the lives of the people who serve here at this ministry, because of the divine connection that God had me to in November of 1998. And so since that time, through his life, his ministry, his teaching, my life, my family life, and things have changed. So I want you to know, as always, I'm extremely thankful for he, Mom Carolyn Thompson, because he could not do ministry without her, her standing by him in the way that she have trained her children, and for all of the staff of Word of Life Christian Center, WLCC, Ever Increasing Word Ministries, and of course, Ever Increasing Word Training Center. LTMA as well. So I'm very thankful tonight. And so tonight we're going to continue in chapter number 10, moving in the word of knowledge. I'm going to start off by once again giving you the definition of the word of knowledge. Then we're going to go into some more specific examples, how the word of knowledge functioned in the scriptures. So definition of the word of knowledge. It is the Holy Spirit's supernatural revelation of the mind of Christ concerning certain facts of the past and of the present of a person. The word of knowledge is the supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of certain facts that are in the mind of God. Now, that's going to be a key to you understanding the difference between the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, because you will find out that the word of wisdom has to deal with the future. But as I told you, when you function in faith, faith goes into your past, your present, and your future, and bring it into you now. Let us begin with going through some examples of moving in the gift of the word of knowledge. In Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 17, the word of knowledge was manifested in a vision, but this time it came unto a layman, and Ananias wasn't even listed as being a teacher. The Bible called Ananias just a disciple. In this vision, the Lord told Ananias to go to a certain house and pray for Saul. At the same time, the Lord appeared to Saul in a light vision, showing Saul that Ananias was coming to pray for him, that he might receive his sight. Ananias could not have known in the natural that in a certain house on a certain street, a man named Saul was praying at that very moment. He could not have known this any other way than by the supernatural revelation, the word of knowledge. The gift manifested through an inward revelation. Sometimes the word of knowledge comes by an inward revelation. When Jesus dealt with the woman at the well in Samaria, he used the word of knowledge to convince her, a sinner, of her need for a Savior. That's St. John chapter number 4, verses 15 through 19. The woman said unto Jesus, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither do I come hither to draw." Jesus saith unto her, "Go, call your husband and come hither." The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and the one who you now have is not your husband. And thou saidest that truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. The word of knowledge can be manifested in a number of different ways. It may come through tongues and the interpretation of tongues. It can come through the gift of prophecy. Or an angel may come to deliver a word of knowledge. The gift of the word of knowledge in the Old Testament. Through the word of knowledge, the discouraged can be comforted. The saints can be gladdened. Lost property can be recovered. The enemy can be defeated. And the Lord Jesus Christ above everything else is glorified. Now, the word of knowledge being used to enlighten a discouraged servant. The reference is 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 2 through 4, verse 14, and verse 18. Then Jezebel, start at the first verse. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah the prophet had done, and how that Elijah had slain all of the prophets with the sword.
Then Jezebel
sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying,
so let the gods do to me,
and more also. If thou make not
thy life as the life of one
of them,
abide tomorrow at this time.
And when he saw that,
he arose
and he went for his life.
And he came to Beersheba,
which belonged to Judah.
And he left his servant there.
But he himself
went a day's journey
into the wilderness.
And he came and he sat down
under a juniper tree.
And he requested for himself
that he might die.
And he said, it is enough.
Now, O Lord,
take away my life.
For I am no better than my fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
I have been very jealous.
Now this is verse 14. Now he said, I have been very jealous
for the Lord God of hosts.
Because the children of Israel
have forsaken thy covenant,
thrown down thine altars,
and have slain thy prophets with the sword.
And I only
and left.
Now, this is the prophet of God talking.
He told God, look, I'm the only one you got left down here in Israel.
And they seek my life
to take it away.
Verse 18.
And now watch what God said to him. Yet I have left
me 7,000 in Israel.
All the knees which have not bowed unto Baal.
And every mouth which hath not kissed him.
The prophet Elijah
was very bold
up on the mountaintop
when he prayed fire down from heaven.
But when someone told him
about Queen Jezebel
having his head, Elijah, the great and mighty prophet of God, became fearful and fled for his life. He sat by a juniper tree and he begged God. Now, this is the prophet begging God to let him die. But God gave him a word of knowledge to encourage him. He said, no, you're not the only one left. I have 7,000 who have not bowed down to Baal, reserved unto myself. Elijah the prophet could not have known that any other way. The word of knowledge. Now, the word of knowledge that we just went through was to encourage Elijah the prophet. You know, many times in our own personal life, we may think we're the only ones going through something. Then God uses the word of knowledge to reveal certain things to us and will come to us and tell us very specific things to let us know, I got you. Now, the word of knowledge used to expose a hypocrite. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 25 and 26.
But he went in.
And he just talking about Elisha's servant Gehazi. He went in and stood before his master.
And Elisha said unto him,
and Elisha the prophet said unto Gehazi,
whence comest thou?
Where are you coming from, Gehazi?
And Gehazi said,
thy servant went not whither.
And he said unto him,
now, this is the prophet saying, went not my heart with thee?
When the man turned again from his chariot
to meet you?
Is it a time to receive money?
Is it a time to receive money?
And to receive garments?
And olive yards?
And vineyards?
And sheep?
And oxen?
And maidservants?
And men servants?
After Naaman, the Syrian army leader, was healed of leprosy.
He wanted to give
or put into the prophet Elijah's hands
a change of raiment,
silver, gold,
and other gifts
to express his gratitude. Hold that. I want to say something here. You never appear before a prophet empty handed. Only in this New Testament church, we fail to understand that revelation knowledge supersedes testaments. Under the old covenant, a seer or a prophet was never approached without someone saying, we're going to bring a gift, not a payment, but a gift. What's the difference? A gift honors. A payment is I'm compensating you for something that you've done. See, you can't purchase a prophecy. You can't purchase the word of wisdom. You can't purchase the word of knowledge. These gifts are manifestations of God's spirit. But in order for you to honor God's servants, who his spirit is upon and within, under the Old Testament, especially, and even the New Testament, I don't have time to get into all of the scriptures. They honored the prophet by bringing a gift and placing in their hands. But in this case, the prophet Elijah chose not to receive the gift from Naaman so that Gehazi, that servant, could be exposed for what was going on in his heart while he was serving the prophet Elisha. Go ahead.
Elijah, however,
refused the gifts. But Elijah's servant Gehazi, he ran after Naaman and he lied to Naaman saying, Elijah did not want to take any gifts for himself, but that he had two young prophets that came after Naaman left. And Elijah said, it was all right to take the gifts for those two younger prophets.
Naaman gave Gehazi
twice as much,
And Gehazi hid the gifts because Gehazi was a thief as well as a liar. When Gehazi returned and Elijah had asked him, where did you go?
He answered, nowhere.
He answered, I didn't go anywhere.
Elijah then said,
Elijah said,
my spirit
went with you. When you caught up with the chariot,
I saw you.
How could Elijah, sitting in his own house,
know what was going on
several miles away?
God revealed it to him.
God gave Elisha a supernatural revelation
of what happened.
Thus he exposed a hypocrite.
The word of knowledge
given to warn a king
of the enemy's plans.
2 Kings chapter number 6, verses 9 through 12.
And the man of God
sent unto the king of Israel, saying,
beware that thou passest not such a place.
For there the Syrians are come down.
And the king of Israel
sent to the place
which the man of God told him
and warned him of,
and saved himself there.
Not once or twice.
Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria
was sore troubled
for this thing.
And he called his servants
and saith unto them,
will you not show me
which of us is for the king of Israel?
And one of his servants said to him,
no, my Lord,
O king.
But Elisha the prophet
that is in Israel,
he telleth the king of Israel
the words that thou speakest,
watch this, even in thy bedchamber.
Every time
Syria set up an ambushment
against Israel,
the prophet of God
revealed their plans
to the king of Israel.
Finally,
the king of Syria called his cabinet
and said,
there must be a traitor among us
who's giving us away.
The king's servant replied,
no, there's no traitor among us.
There is a prophet of God in Israel
who tells the king
what you speak in your bedchamber.
This information
regarding the ambushments of Syria
was a supernatural revelation.
The prophet Elijah
could not have known the enemy's plans.
He was not in Syria.
The enemy's plans were revealed to him
supernaturally
through a word of knowledge,
and his country
was saved from danger.
Now, see, this is what we have to understand about the word of knowledge.
God is omniscient.
He knows the beginning from the end.
He knows all things.
Nothing is a surprise to him.
And when we begin to move in the gifts of revelation, you know, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits,
these are supernatural revelations of manifestations of the Holy Spirit in our lives
to expose the enemy, as you see in this particular session.
I remember as a young man, one of my eldest brothers, right before me, he had took a bobby pin about this long, you know, the long one with the little head on it that you pin, what you call that, for the prime when you pin this thing on a male.
a boutonniere. Y'all know that big long needle. And he had took it and he placed it in his mouth. And the word of the Lord came to my mother saying, call him. And when she called him, God told her, tell him, open up his mouth. And when he opened up his mouth, she found a pin in it. See how God can expose the enemy if you can just hear. Now, only God knew he had that pin in his mouth. You know, I remember preaching. I'm just giving you examples so that you can understand. Not only is this stuff in the book, but it happens in the lives of simple people. It happens to me on many occasions. God began to reveal things to me concerning certain things. And, you know, people get all, you know, crazy like you have something. But it's a revelation of the Holy Spirit. I was preaching in a service in Laplace, Louisiana, which is about 30, 40 miles from where I live. And I went to a young man's ministry that God spoke to me several months before to go to him and tell him that it was time for him to begin the ministry that God had called him to. And needless to say, he went through a lot of hell with that, but through the gifts, we were able to walk through it. Well, he invited me to teach in one of his home cell groups, a Bible study night. And as I was ministering the word, the Lord said to me, there's a man standing outside the door listening to me preach. And of course, when I told that to the entire congregation, they probably thought I had lost my rocker. So by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, I walked over to the door, opened it, and told the guy to come in. And when he came in, the whole congregation fell on the floor because they could not believe it. Now, that's simple, but it's real. And there are many other things I could share with you, but we're going to go on to the next one here. The word of knowledge used to help recover lost property. First Samuel chapter 9, verses 3 and 4, and verse 6, and verse 19 through 20. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul's son, take now one of the servants with thee, and arise. Go seek the asses.
And he passed through Mount Ephraim.
And he passed through Mount Ephraim.
And passed through the land of Cilicia.
And he passed through the land of Cilicia.
But they found him not.
But they found them not.
Then they passed through the land of Shalim.
Then they passed through the land of Shalim.
And there they were not.
And there they were not.
And he passed through the land of the
Benjamites. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites.
But they found them not.
Verse 6, and he said unto him,
Behold now,
there is in this city
a man of God. And he is an honorable man.
And all he says
cometh surely to pass.
Now let us go thither.
Peradventure.
He can show us our way
that we should go.
And Samuel answered Saul. No, we're going to read the next verse after that. There's a place I want them to see. Verse number 7. I want y'all to see this. Verse number 7.
Then said Saul to his servant. But behold, if we go. What shall we bring the man?
For the bread is spent in our vessels,
and there's not a present
or a gift to bring to the man of God.
What have we? And the servant answered Saul again.
And said, Behold,
I have here
in my hand
the fourth part of a shekel of silver.
That will I give the man of God,
to tell us our way.
Now, notice he wanted to go to the man of God, but they said, we have no gift, no present. Why? For honor. And
we know the rest of the story. Now drop down to verse number 19.
And Samuel answered Saul.
And Samuel answered Saul. And said,
I am the seer.
I am, I love it. I am the seer.
Go up before me.
Unto a high place.
For you shall eat with me today.
For you shall eat with me today.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
I will let thee go.
I will let thee go.
And will tell thee all that is thine.
And will tell thee all that is thine.
In thine heart.
In thine heart.
And as for thine asses.
And as for thine asses.
That were lost 3 days ago.
Set not your mind on them,
for they are found,
for they are found,
and upon whom is all
the desire of Israel?
Is it not on thee?
Is it not on thee?
And on all your father's house?
While Saul was out looking
for his father's donkeys,
someone suggested,
why don't you go and ask the prophet?
He would know.
Of course, Samuel
would only know.
That's very important to know.
Quit elevating people to a place that they're not. I don't care what office they stand in. These gifts are called the gifts or the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. These gifts function regularly and frequently in the life and in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher, we need to have these gifts functioning in the church, because these are God's, I call them his calling cards. You see, what do I mean by that? It's one thing to criticize and judge people and put them down. But these gifts get to the core, the root. These gifts of the Spirit actually unlock people. For example, the woman at the well. The woman at the well, she may have had a man problem running around with men. But see, when you move in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, being motivated by the Spirit of love, if Jesus had been ministering to this woman out of the wrong spirit, she would have left and never came back. But because he was functioning in love, that gift, the word of knowledge concerning, she didn't have five husbands. The one you're with now is not your husband. You know what that woman said? Come see a man who basically told me about myself. You know, and why did I say that? Because it's important when these gifts are in manifestation that the responses in the atmosphere does not hinder God's Spirit from flowing, because we're not there to tell people off. We're there to unlock them. That woman got unlocked when Jesus revealed to her that, the one you with now is not your husband, and beside that you had five others. She went out and caused the whole town to come out and see him. That's the kind of things that's going to happen in the church as these gifts are in manifestation.
Samuel
would only know
what God would reveal to him.
Because if he knew everything,
he would be omnipotent.
When Saul asked,
Samuel told him
that they have already been found.
Now I'm going to share something else right here while I'm here.
Saul, not only did he find out about his father's asses, he also found out he going to be a king.
Okay, you read it. You'll see.
Go ahead.
The word of knowledge
is used to discover
a man that was in hiding.
1 Samuel chapter 10,
verses 21 through 23.
When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin
to come near by their
families,
the family of Matri was taken.
And Saul And Saul, the son of Kish, was taken.
And when they
sought for Saul,
he could not be found.
Therefore they inquired of the Lord farther.
If the man should come yet hither or there.
And the Lord answered,
Behold,
he had hid himself among the stuff.
And they ran and fetched him there.
And when Saul stood among the people,
he was higher than any of the people
from his shoulders upward.
Although Samuel
had already anointed Saul to be king,
when it came time to cast lots
to determine the next king,
Saul hid himself among the stuff.
And when they couldn't find him,
they inquired of the Lord,
instead of sending everybody
to look for Saul,
they knew the Lord
knew where Saul was.
And the Lord told them exactly
where he was.
And when they looked there,
they found him.
That was the word of knowledge
in operation.
The word of knowledge reveals facts.
The word of knowledge
can also be used
to reveal sickness
and demon possession.
Remember that the revelation
of the word of knowledge,
it never brings about the future.
The word of knowledge
brings revelation
concerning things past or present.
Now, chapter 11.
We're going to move into the gift of the word of wisdom.
The definition of the word of wisdom.
It is the Holy Spirit's
supernatural revelation
of the mind of Christ
concerning the future plans
and purposes of God for a person,
church,
or nation.
The word of wisdom
is a supernatural revelation
by the Spirit of God
concerning the divine purpose
that is in the mind and in the will of God.
It is the unfolding of God's will and God's purposes
that needs to be carried out
and established in the lives
of those that are concerned.
It is the prophetic avenue
by which guidance
and directions
are progressively given
to the believer.
The gift of the word of wisdom
helps to confirm the personal guidance
already received
into their hearts.
Through this prophetic avenue,
specific instructions
are given
that must be followed
for the fulfillment
of God's purpose
in their lives.
The unfolding
of specific commands
to obey
and conditions
to fulfill
are clearly defined
in a matured operation
of the word of wisdom.
These instructions,
commands,
and conditions
are essential ingredients
to help in the development
and ultimate fulfillment
of these plans
and purposes of God.
What the word of wisdom is not.
The word of wisdom
is not sanctified common sense
that is reflected
in the wise sayings of natural man. though such sayings can be thought provoking, but they are not the gift of the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is not administrative wisdom. The ability to organize and pull resources together to fulfill a common task is not the gift of the word of wisdom. How long I've been going here? Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to stop right here for this evening. And we'll look forward to giving you further insight to